WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful brains. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and today we're diving deep into something that's near and dear to my heart, self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another mindfulness lecture, hear me up. This isn't about fluffy bunnies and chanting in the moonlight. This is about hardcore acceptance, real talk, and building a foundation of love for yourself that can actually help manage those pesky ADHD symptoms. You know that feeling when you miss a deadline, forget an appointment, or just generally feel like your brain is playing tricks on you? Ever wished you could hit the pause button, rewind, and do it all over again? Well, guess what? That inner critic screaming at you? That's not your friend. It's actually amplifying those ADHD challenges, making them feel bigger and scarier than they need to be. So how do we turn that volume down? How do we shift from self-criticism to genuine self-love? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Ditch the shoulds and embrace reality. Let's face it, our brains are wired differently, and that's okay. Stop beating yourself up for not being able to think like everyone else. Instead of saying, I should be more organized, try acknowledging your unique wiring with something like, my brain works in a different way, and that's totally cool. 2. Celebrate your strengths. ADHD isn't all doom and gloom. We have incredible strengths. Creativity, out-of-the-box thinking, hyper-focus when we're passionate about something, and boundless energy. Focus on those strengths and let them shine. Remember, you are a powerful, capable individual, even if your brain doesn't always play by the rules. 3. Practice radical acceptance. This one is tough, I know. It means accepting yourself, flaws and all, without judgment. It's like giving yourself a big hug and saying, hey, it's okay to struggle sometimes, we all do. Think about it. Would you be so hard on a friend who was going through the same thing? Probably not. So why are we so much harder on ourselves? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a loved one. 4. Mindful movement. Physical activity can work wonders for managing ADHD symptoms. It helps regulate your emotions, boost focus, and release that pent-up energy. Find something you genuinely enjoy, dancing like nobody's watching, hitting the gym, going for a hike, or even just taking a brisk walk around the block. 5. Seek support. You are not alone in this journey. There's strength in community. Connecting with other people who understand what you're going through can be incredibly validating and helpful. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, feeling overwhelmed by a mountain of emails and deadlines. That inner critic starts chirping away, telling you you're not good enough, you're not organized enough, you're going to fail. Instead of letting that negativity take over, you stop for a moment, take a deep breath, and remind yourself, hey, my brain works differently. I might not process information the same way everyone else does, but that doesn't mean I can't succeed. You reach for your phone and text a friend who understands ADHD, sharing how you're feeling. They send back a supportive message reminding you of your strengths and past successes. You take a quick walk to clear your head, focusing on the rhythm of your steps and the fresh air filling your lungs. When you return to your desk, you approach those emails with renewed energy and focus, knowing that self-compassion is your superpower. Remember, building self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments when you feel like you're crushing it, and others when you want to hide under the covers. The key is to keep showing up for yourself, even on those tough days. Celebrate your wins, learn from your challenges, and remember that you are worthy of love, acceptance, and kindness, starting with yourself. Go forth and radiate that self-compassion. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from hearing it. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep building a community of understanding and support for each other. Until next time, stay amazing, beautiful brains.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.